Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. She Thinks. Like a Leader Affirmations by Gemma Rodel is a self-help and business-minded affirmations book aimed at women in business, entrepreneurs, and solopreneurs. Positioned within the broader She Thinks Like a Boss leadership brand, it uses short, repetitive affirmations to support confidence, clarity, and disciplined professional thinking. The book appears designed for readers who want a practical mindset tool rather than a long-form leadership manual. Its purpose is to help women reinforce a more assertive and focused self-concept while navigating the pressures of business ownership, independent work, and leadership responsibility. Based on the available information, the emphasis is less on theory and more on daily mental conditioning, with a strong connection to actionable personal development. It fits into the growing category of business affirmations books that combine encouragement with professional identity building, especially for readers seeking compact. Accessible support for leadership growth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, affirmations as a leadership training tool for women in business. The central idea of the book is that affirmations can function as a form of leadership training, not just positive self-talk. By offering 200 statements directed at women in business, the book treats mindset as something that can be deliberately shaped through repetition. This matters because leadership roles often require sustained self-trust, especially for entrepreneurs and solopreneurs who do not have the reinforcement structures of larger organizations. The book's value lies in framing inner language as part of professional development. Instead of presenting confidence as a fixed trait, it suggests that confidence can be practiced and reinforced. That approach is especially relevant for women navigating business environments where visibility, authority, and decisiveness are often under pressure. The affirmations are meant to create a steadier internal foundation, so that leadership behavior becomes more consistent in practice. In that sense, the book is not simply motivational, it is structured as a mindset discipline for professional identity. Secondly, rebuilding confidence and reducing self-doubt in entrepreneurial work. A major theme associated with the book is the reduction of self-doubt, a challenge that can be especially pronounced for women building businesses on their own. Entrepreneurial work often exposes people to uncertainty, public judgment, and inconsistent results, which can intensify hesitation and imposter feelings. The book responds to that problem by offering repeated affirmations intended to counter negative internal narratives before they become decision-making barriers. This is significant because self-doubt is not only an emotional issue, it can affect pricing, promotion, negotiation, and persistence. In practical terms, a more stable self-concept can make it easier to communicate value, take ownership of expertise, and continue working through setbacks. And the book's approach assumes that repeated exposure to constructive language can help replace reactive thinking with more deliberate confidence. That does not eliminate real business challenges, but it can influence how those challenges are interpreted. For readers, the benefit is a low-friction method for building resilience through daily mental reinforcement. Thirdly, sharper focus and clearer messaging for business decision-making. The source material indicates that the book is meant to sharpen focus and help readers refine their message, which points to a practical business use beyond general encouragement. In entrepreneurial settings, unclear messaging often leads to weak positioning, diluted offers, and wasted effort. By directing attention to focus and clarity, the book connects mindset work to communication outcomes. This is an important distinction because many affirmations collections stop at emotional reassurance, while this one appears to link inner confidence to outward business articulation. For women leaders, that connection matters because being persuasive in business usually requires both conviction and precision. The affirmations are likely intended to help readers maintain a more disciplined sense of purpose so that their choices align with a clearer professional direction. That can support better content creation, stronger client communication, and more coherent branding. The book, therefore, operates as a mental reset tool for readers who need to translate personal assurance into more effective business expression. Fourthly, solopreneur-friendly encouragement for independent professional life. The inclusion of solopreneurs in the target audience is meaningful because independent business ownership creates a different psychological environment from traditional employment. Solopreneurs must often make decisions alone, stay motivated without external structure, and maintain momentum even when feedback is limited. The book appears designed to serve that reality by providing a compact source of reinforcement that can be used repeatedly. This makes it especially suitable for readers who need a portable, self-directed support tool rather than a course or intensive workbook. The format also matches the realities of busy business owners, who may prefer short, regular interventions over long reading sessions. For solopreneurs, affirmations can function as a mental check-in before client work, planning, marketing, or sales activity. The book's strength in this area is its accessibility. It does not require complex study to be useful. Instead, it offers a simple structure for maintaining a professional mindset in a work life where accountability, encouragement, and direction must often come from the reader herself. Lastly, part of Gemma Rodel's broader She Thinks. Like a boss leadership framework, this book is best understood as part of Gemma Rodel's larger leadership-oriented body of work, including her earlier She Thinks, Like a Boss title and related workbooks. That context matters because it suggests a consistent framework rather than a standalone novelty item. The Affirmations volume seems to extend the same basic project, helping women develop leadership confidence, communicate more effectively, and act with greater business clarity. Compared with a conventional business book, this one is narrower in scope, but potentially more usable as a daily reinforcement tool. Its focus on affirmations makes it more repetitive by design, which can be a strength for readers who want a structured routine for mindset change. At the same time, its practical orientation places it in the self-development segment of business publishing rather than purely inspirational writing. The combination of short-form content, leadership identity, and women-centered business support is what makes it distinct. It is not trying to replace strategy books. It is meant to complement them by strengthening the internal conditions that make strategic action easier to sustain. In conclusion, She Thinks, Like a Leader, Affirmations is best suited for women in business, entrepreneurs, and solopreneurs who want a concise, repeatable tool for strengthening confidence and leadership identity. Readers who already understand the basics of business growth but need help with consistency, self-trust, and clearer professional expression are likely to benefit most. Its practical value lies in repetition. The book is built to support daily mindset reinforcement rather than one-time inspiration. That makes it useful for readers who want something simple enough to revisit regularly before work, planning, sales conversations, or decision-making moments. What sets it apart from many similar affirmation books is its explicit business and leadership framing. It is not generic wellness content adapted for the workplace. It is targeted at the emotional and cognitive demands of women building professional authority. In that respect, it sits between motivational reading and applied leadership support. For readers looking for a focused, lightweight companion to a broader business development practice, it offers a clear and narrow purpose. If you would like to support Gemma Rodel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.